The National Tea Party movement has endorsed Lisa Murkowski's opponent in the Republican Senate primary. Fairbanks lawyer Joe Miller got the endorsement today. The Tea Party's political director Brian Schroyer released a statement today calling Murkowski, quote, part of the problem in Washington. Joe Miller says the endorsement is a big boost to his campaign.
The Tea Party movement embodies the ideals that really gave me the reason to run, and that's the belief that government's growing too large. It's my perspective that Murkowski has been part of that problem, and my commitment is to be part of the solution in helping return our nation to limited constitutional government.
The Tea Party Express is pledging to help with funding and commercials. It also brings national attention to Miller's candidacy. He's only run for office once before when he lost a Fairbanks State House race. Senator Lisa Murkowski's campaign spokesman Steve Wachowski says the incumbent has fought Democrats in the Senate and the Obama White House, including their support of health care legislation. He pointed to other credentials typically seen as conservative, including an A rating from the National Rifle Association and her opposition to raising the debt limit.
This race is about who's in the best position to stand up to the Obama administration and fight the federal government's encroachment into the lives of Alaskans. And, you know, we know what Lisa's been doing for us, fighting since day one. And I think her credentials as a conservative are clear. She's opposed the Democrat stimulus bill and voted 9 times to repeal parts and the entirety of Obamacare. And as an example, just last week, she led the fight to curtail the massive government encroachment into our economy. As you know, the EPA power grab on carbon emissions, and it even generated a veto threat from President Obama.
The Tea Party movement carried influence in other recent Republican primary battles. In Nevada, it helped Senate candidate Sharon Angle defeat a better-known Republican, pouring $500,000 into her campaign, and it helped beat incumbent Republican Senator Bob Bennett of Utah.